Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to How to Date, a show about how to master the messy, complex, and downright bizarre world of dating when you really didn't think you'd be back here again. I'm your host, Dr. Amantha Imba. I'm a psychologist, I'm 1 year out of my marriage, I'm a mum, and I'm immersed in the world of online dating.
Hi, I'm also your host, Monique Robin. I'm a mum of 4 kids. And a yoga teacher trying to find men who like me rather than my limber joints.
Okay, so today is another hot tip episode. And I know, Monique, you've been spending a little bit of time on Bad Dates of Melbourne. And
no secrets here.
We were just talking before about what seems to be the most common debate that goes on that site.
Yeah, like here's me identifying with the other unsuccessful daters day in, day out by scrolling the pages of Bad Dates of Melbourne. No, look, I have found it quite interesting that such a large number of the posts are regarding the concept of money. So gender equality versus chivalry. Now, I actually find this really interesting because I think that in many cases, our intellectual opinion is often at odds with our emotional response on the topic. So, and I think it's actually the case for more people than you would think. And therefore, it's a bit of a taboo topic because it's not great to be thinking a certain way but behaving differently. And I'll give you an example. So, I believe in gender equality and I want to be recognized as an equal in a relationship. However, and this is a complete confession here, if I'm on a date with a guy and he doesn't offer to pay, or actually if he's not quite emphatic about paying, I'm a little bit offended, not so much offended, maybe a little bit like judgy.
And this is the first date we're talking about.
First date. Now, in saying that, if I really like the guy, I will be adamant the next date to pay because I want him to know that I'm not a user. If I don't like the guy on the first date, I will actually be really adamant to pay so that I don't use him because I don't plan to see him again. But let's go back to this scenario of payment. So, if I'm on the phone, and this is where my tip is, to a guy or on a video call, I like to bring up this topic of chivalry versus gender equality. And the reason why I think it's such a great tip is because there are so many people out there that are left feeling disappointed with the outcome of a date. And that disappointment could actually lead to there being no further dates when in actual fact there is quite a lot of compatibility.
Because we're talking literally, what, hundreds, thousands of stories and comments on the Bad Dates of Melbourne Facebook group of people talking about this very issue,
yeah,
where it's been a deal breaker.
And what I find most intriguing when you're looking through the comments to these dating stories, not that I do because I'm very busy and I have lots of time to do more productive things, but I'm suspecting that when you look at the comments, there's a lot of division in opinion. Some people will pipe up and say, oh, that's disgusting. We're in 2020. Pay for your own bloody meal. Get over it. And then other people will say, yeah, I think that traditional chivalry does have some value and I'd never see him again. See you later. And what I feel is, and what I've come to realize since really thinking about this topic, is that people's behavior around something like this doesn't necessarily project who they are, because a lot of people have certain experiences that they bring to a date that forces them to behave in a certain way. So we've got to be a lot more open-minded. So I like to have this conversation so that I'm not disappointed. And my tip is that you talk to a guy about it, maybe even mention the bad dates of Melbourne, about how, you know, chivalry versus gender equality is such a big issue in the dating scene. What are your thoughts? And you will usually be met with either, oh, I think it's fair that you pay halves, or I always pay because I like to be gentlemanly. And it just allows you then to question why they feel the way they feel. And often you'll find there's more to it. So, for example, I said to a guy, what's your opinion? He said, I always suggest to pay halves. And then I'm like, to be honest, I feel like it's really unromantic and it leaves a bad taste in my mouth, even though on an intellectual level, I think that's completely reasonable. And he'll go, I get what you mean. This is a real life story. I get what you mean. However, I've been on 6 dates, paid for them all, and I never heard back. So I feel a little bit used. I'd love to be chivalrous, but I also hate that feeling of being used.
And that's totally reasonable, isn't it, when they explain their motivations for their behaviour? And so then if you went on a date with this person and then you'd be expecting them to say, let's go halves, you wouldn't be disappointed because you understand the motivation. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and it's also treating that person with a bit of kindness and accepting that their behaviour does not necessarily reflect how they will treat you going forward. It also reflects their entire dating experience. So in this particular situation, what I ended up finding out was we went on the date, and because I knew his issues, I said, no, I'm insisting on paying. And I had a good feeling about doing that. And then he said, no, 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 I'm insisting on paying. And we actually, funnily enough, because we were arguing back and forth, ended up splitting it. And I felt like I had a victory. Whereas in the past, that would have left a bad taste in my mouth.
Well, I love that tip about just bringing it before you're actually in that kind of restaurant or bar environment. And it completely changes the outcome. So that's an awesome tip. I will definitely be using it whenever bars and restaurants are open, which they may well be when this episode goes live. That is it for today's show. If you have enjoyed How to Date, why not share it with other people that you think could benefit from some of the advice that we are offering? And if you enjoyed this episode, we would love to get your feedback. Please leave us a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listened to this show from. And we will see you next time.
See you soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.